gosh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, praise you, magnify you. We glorify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord God, for strength. My God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithfulness to us all. Hey, y'all, good morning. I'm so thanking, thanking, thanking. I'm not even sharing. Let me share the devotion of the day. Good morning. Hey, Lynette. Hey, Vanessa. Good morning, Masa. Good morning, Kirby. Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning, Liberta. Good morning, Tanika. Good morning, Melisha. Good morning, Sandra. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Kay. Good morning. Hey, Shanquita. Hey, Tina. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let me start sharing the devotional. Ooh, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for strength. We thank you for love. Ooh, we thank you, Father God, for doing things that are not common to us. Oh, my God. Come on. Do things that are not common to us. Oh, Lord, thank you for doing things that are not common to us. Thank you, Lord God, for doing things that go beyond our imaginations, that go beyond our expectations. Thank you, Lord God, for doing things that go beyond our limited perspective. Oh, my God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you that we know you as healer. Thank you, Father God, for stretching us. Thank you, Father God, for completing us. Come on, share the video and invite somebody in. Thank you, Father God, for completing us. Thank you, Father God, for new knowledge, fresh knowledge, more wisdom, more understanding. Thank you, Father God, for teaching us beyond our limited perspective. Thank you, Father God, for the vision that you have for us. Thank you, Father God, for daily bread. Thank you, Father God, for daily protection. Thank you, Father God, for the wisdom for this day. Thank you, Father God, for new strength. Thank you, Father God, for more of your power. Thank you, Father God, for more of your peace. Thank you, Father God, for more of your joy. Thank you, Father God, that I'm able to operate more in self-control. Thank you, Father God, my God, that the blessing is rich and it brings no sorrow. Thank you, Father God, for going above and beyond my expectation. Thank you, Father God, for new thought. Thank you, Father God, for extreme mercy. Thank you, Father God, for the grace to sustain. Thank you, Father God, for overwhelming victories. Ooh. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We are blessed coming in and blessed coming out. Thank you, Father God, that you are giving us new strength, Lord God, that we do not hold on to the old. Thank you, Father God, for preparing us. Thank you, Father God, for promoting us. Woo. Thank you, Father God, for increasing us. Thank you, Father God, for loving us. Thank you, Father God, for sheltering us. For your word says, he or she who dwells in the shelter of the Most High abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Ooh, thank you, Lord God, for letting us abide. Thank you, Lord God, for promotion and increase. Thank you, Lord God, for your overwhelming love. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the new strength that is coming to us. Thank you, Father God, for breakthroughs, for extreme breakthroughs. Thank you, Father God, for increase and multiplication on God's house, ooh, on God's people, on God's church. Thank you, Lord God, that, oh my God, your word is the standard. Thank you, Father God, ooh, that your word is the standard. Thank you, Father God, that your word is the standard. Now open the eyes of our understanding to the hope that you called us to be in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for more revelation, for more knowledge. Thank you, Lord God, that we rise above worry, that we rise above anxiety, that we rise above fear, that we rise above doubt, that we rise above depression, that we rise above any manner of sickness and disease. Thank you, Lord God, that we rise above low self-esteem. Thank you, Lord God, that we rise above insecurity. Woo! Thank you, Lord God, that every principality, every demon, and every devil is defeated under our feet. Thank you, Father God, for holiness. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, that you are God. Thank you, God, you are the same God in Magnolia. You are the same God in Maryland. You are the same God in Pennsylvania. You are the same God in Texas. You are the same God in California. Woo! You are the same God in Tennessee. Thank you, Father God, that you are not limited by borders. Woo! Thank you, Father God, that you are not limited by walls. Thank you, Father God, that you are not limited by boundaries. Thank you, Father God, that you can travel further than an airplane or a car can take us. Thank you, Father God, that your spirit is moving throughout the earth. Thank you, Father God, that your spirit is falling on our children today. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father 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 God, for healing us. Thank you, Father God, for destroying things in our body, Lord God, that does not line up with your perfect will. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for restored hope today. Thank you, Father God, for joy like none other. Thank you, Father God. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for strengthening my vocal cords today. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing on this ministry, the blessing on my life. Thank you, Father God, for the blessing on every person I come in contact with today. Thank you, Father God, that favor is going before us and favor is our rear guard. Thank you, Father God, that you have a perfect plan and will for us and a perfect plan and will for Jaden, Jaleel, Jermaine, Josiah, Judah, Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, Zayden, and Casey. Thank you, Lord God, that we set a hedge of protection around this devotional today in the name of Jesus, around our homes today in the name of Jesus, around our cars today in the name of Jesus. And we boast in you, Lord God, and we declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare breakthroughs, my God, in our finances, breakthroughs in our health, Lord God, breakthroughs, Father God, in our relationships, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that no hurt or no harm or no danger can come through us. We plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, over our children, over our cars, over our mind, over our body, over our spouses, over our workplace, over our city, over our neighborhood, over our state, over our nation, my God, over the country, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over our mayors, over Frank Scott, over our president, over Biden, over Harris, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that they will not be given over to a reprobate mind. We thank you, Father God, for breakthroughs and change in our government, Lord God, for a government that honors and loves and pleases you. We pray over our fathers and our men today. We thank you for new strength. Woo! We thank you for courage. We thank you for godly friends, Father God, that will hold them accountable, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that they are providers. Lord God, give them dreams and give them visions again. Lord God, let them not be reducing themselves to just what they see. We pray over our women and our mothers today, Lord God. We thank you for new strength and new grace. And we thank you, Father God, that they operate in the spirit of forgiveness. Lord God, we pray over our children today. We thank you, Father God, that they are clear of vision and insight, of wisdom, of knowledge, of witty ideas, of inventions. We thank you, Father God, that their future is bright. We thank you they are well protected during this summer, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and they will not lean into their own understanding. Father God, we thank you for our parents, and we pray over them. And we thank you, Lord God, that long life satisfies them, that their latter years will be their greater years. We bind the hand of the enemy in their life that tries to take them and pluck them out of this earth before time. We thank you, Lord God, that the spirit of Caleb rests upon them. Father God, we pray over our businesses today. We thank you, Father God, that our businesses and ministries are successful. We thank you, Father God, that our services and our products go above and beyond the standard. We thank you, Father God, that people are calling to us and speaking to us. We speak, Father God, promotion and increase over our business, promotion and increase over our ministries, Lord God. We thank you for covenant partnerships. We thank you for covenant relationships. We thank you, Father God, for churches and ministries that excel and do well. We thank you, Father God, that you are doing a greater work in the land, Lord God. Thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding. Thank you that there are no more delays. Thank you for much success. Thank you for much freedom. Father God, we pray for promotion and increase on our jobs, that there'll be a need for us, that there'll be a demand for us, that when our supervisors and bosses see us, what they'll see is they'll see favor. What they'll see is they'll see favor, Lord God. So we thank you. We speak supernatural increase into our bank account. We thank you, Father God, for our reasonable portion of provision. But we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to go above and beyond that so that we can bless someone else, orchestrate our day. Jesus, show us what you want to do for us today and let us be in position for everyone else. We thank you, Father God, for the glory. We thank you, Father God, for the glory. We thank you, Father God, for the glory. Now show us your glory. Let us pray in your glory. Let us walk in your glory. Let us talk in your glory. Let us live in your glory. Let us breathe in your glory. My God, let us carry your glory throughout all the earth. There is no temptation, no demon, no devil in hell that can hurt and hinder us. We thank you, Father God, that we follow the instructions. We thank you, Father God, that we are obedient to the fall. We thank you, Father God, we fan the flame today. We thank you, your resurrection power is seen in our mind and our thoughts. Put your hands on your head for a second. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that we have the mind of Christ, that we operate in clarity. We bind the spirit of confusion back to the gates of hell. We loose depression. Woo! We loose, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a negative mindset. We thank you, Father God, we are to think freely. We are to think creative. We are to think like Christ. My God, we thank you, Father God, that you are girding our minds with truth. We cast down wicked thoughts and imaginations and repetitive things that try to take over our minds today. We thank you, Lord God, for a new mind, a new mind. We thank you, Father God, for your ideas, for your vision, according to your purpose and according to your plan. In Jesus' name, amen. My God. Ooh, okay, come on. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I feel good. These vocal cords, whatever it is, I'm going to preach and I'm going to teach. Because that's what the Lord told me to do, to keep speaking. So don't be consumed. Just pray and stand with me. Hey, pick up your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. If you have not purchased it, go to the website, lmjministries.org, and you can purchase your copy there. I promise you, praying these prayers are doing something and strengthening my relationship with God and placing my trust for my children back in God and not in Lakeisha. So go get a copy of that. Let me give you one more announcement. If you have not registered, my mom was in Florida sharing with the women that she was with down there about Pillow Talk. If you have not registered for the virtual session of Pillow Talk, yeah, go ahead, go get registered now. I'm watching the numbers come in, and after a while, we're gonna have to tap out. So July 14th, Saturday, July 15th, I promise you, all times are Central Standard Time. Do not want to miss this session. It is going to change your life. Not because I said it, because I know it. One of my girls texted me yesterday. She said, there is going to be something so powerful at this Pillow Talk. There's going to be something so different at this Pillow Talk. And I believe it. And I trust God. So I want you to be connected to it. Go to the website and secure your registration today. And it's going to be everything that you need in this season of your life. Father God, I thank you, Father, that we obey your instructions. Let me give you testimony. One of my girls, friends, sisters, whatever, I want to call her. We've been praying together for a minute, and I was really meditating on her testimony. She has her own business. She started her own business, and the Lord gave her one instruction, and she said, I'm paraphrasing, but she said, it's amazing how one act of obedience blessed her business for her to be booked until next year. I promise you, one simple act of obedience will change your life. You got to ask God, the Holy Spirit, give me strength so that I stop questioning God. Give me strength so that when I hear you the first time, that I'm quick to obey. And she told me, one act of obedience pulled and blessed her business for the rest of the year. So she was talking about giving out of her overflow above the tithe that the Lord was dealing with her about giving out of her. So when the Lord tells you to sow, go where the Lord tells you to go. Do what the Lord tells you to do. It may not make sense. It may not make sense. You may not understand it. It may not seem right. But when that impression, sometimes it's not a direct word from God. Sometimes it's just an impression. Sometimes it's like, okay, Lord, give or be here or show up. But one act of obedience is changing her story and changing her life. That's the power of God working in her life and pulling her into her destiny. And I'm just going to be honest. I struggled and sometimes still struggle with quick obedience. And you don't have to have justification. My mom was telling me last night, she was like, I think the Holy Spirit is speaking to me and telling me I need to sow this seed. And then she was about to explain. I said, Mom, you don't owe me any explanation. Do what God is trying to tell you to do. She doesn't have electronic forms. I said, do I need to send it and you give the money back? And I'll do that, Mom. I'll send it, and you can just give me the money back because I want you to quickly obey God in this season. When you quickly obey instead of quickly questioning, Come on. Lord, help me. Put your hand on your heart and your chest. Because your heart is where your belief system is. This is where it got screwed up. This is where doubt and fear came in. Even though it's articulated in your mind, the problem is actually in your heart. Ooh, the problem is actually in your heart, right? So we're going to deal with our hearts this morning. And it has to do with unbelief. It does. And it has to do with a lack of trust. I'm just going to be honest. It does. When we start questioning and we don't move and we hear we need to learn how to quickly obey, well, that's a heart issue. I know it don't always feel good when the truth come out. That's a heart issue. So, Lord God, circumcise our heart. Pull up and pluck out the roots and the things that are in our heart that have hindered us from quickly obeying you. Give us a resolve in the Holy Spirit. Give us a resolve. Teach us to know your voice well. Teach us to know your voice well. Teach us to know your voice well. Help us to remove all hindrances and lies. Let us become liberal givers. Let us get quickly into position. Let us learn how to quickly obey instead of questioning what you are asking us to do in every season. In Jesus' name, amen. And all you need to do is receive that by faith. Lord God, we thank you that we received that by faith. Now, come on, let me give you the last part of God's working, his power working in us. Ooh, come on, for this week. I'm probably going to wind up teaching on this more on the prayer call. Lord, I thank you for the strength I thank you for the strength of my vocal cords. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, because I believe in truth. The last time I was in a place and I sounded like this, something was being released. And the enemy was trying hard to close my mouth, but I just refused. And I've just continued to see the power of God. So, Lord God, I thank you. You are applying pressure in the spirit realm. And like Daniel, we will wait on the angels. We will wait on the blessing. We will wait on your hand. We will keep praying. We will keep seeking. We will keep searching. We will keep honoring. We will not move because we have yet to see what you have promised. Thank you for divinely aligning us into your destiny. In Jesus' name, amen. Ooh, I felt that release. Lord, I thank you for the release. I thank you for releasing us further into our destiny. I thank you that we are experiencing more power. I thank you we are experiencing more of your presence. I thank you, Father God, you are transforming us from darkness. I feel you, Lord God, until your marvelous light. I thank you that the angels are descending and ascending on our behalf. I thank you, Father God, that we are not warring according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. And so we lay a battle axe, my God, to every plot, ploy, and plan of the enemy that has tried to steal our hope, that has tried to steal our joy. I thank you for a fresh anointing falling on your people today, that you are changing the standard of their living. You are changing the standard of their request, that there is nothing hindering them, that there is nothing delaying them. Lord God, I thank you. You are providing surrogates in the spirit, my God, for the supernatural things of God. I want to remind you of this. I want to tell you this. When we talk about one act of obedience, when we do what God asks us to do, remember it's working in the spiritual before it shows up in the natural. A lot of times we try to conceive it in the natural when it's working in the spiritual way before it touches the natural things. So, my God, I had to share that. The Lord reminded me of that. Now let me give you another scripture about God's working power in us. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:4-6. It says, this is Paul again, "For I wrote with you many tears out of an extremely and anguished heart, not to cause you pain, but that you should know the abundant love I have for you." Come on. He says, I'm in the wrong verse. I'm sorry, y'all. 2 Corinthians 3:4-6. It says, "Such is the confidence we have through Christ before God. It is not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. He has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life." Ooh, the letter kills, but the spirit kills life. So when we talk about this power that is working in us, we're doing away with the confidence. We're doing away with the confidence of ourselves, and we're having God confidence. And God confidence rises above our personal abilities and competencies. That means when God is calling me to do something, I'm not looking at what I have. I'm looking at what he's giving me. Come on, y'all. I'm not looking to see if I'm qualified according to my abilities. I'm not. When we look at the adequacy of God, this means, y'all, I'm trying not to run. This feels so good inside as I teach this. When we look at, when I'm talking to you about the adequacy of God, I'm talking to you about his sufficiency. When I'm talking to you about the adequacy of God, I'm talking to you and telling you that God is more than enough. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm talking about He's ample. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm telling you He's going to be appropriate in every circumstance and in every situation. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm telling you that the blessing will be suitable for the need. Ooh, can I say it again? When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm telling you the blessing will be suitable for the need. There won't be a need that you have that He won't meet you in the blessing. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm saying you're going to be satisfied. Come on. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm telling you whatever He does through you, whatever He does with you, whatever He does in you, you're going to be satisfied. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, it's going to be fair. Woo! It's going to be fair. It's going to be fair according to kingdom. It's not going to be fair according to what you think or what others feel. It's going to be fair, T.O. It's going to be fair, Cheryl. It's going to be fair according to kingdom. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm talking about it will blow your mind. When I'm talking about the adequacy of God, I'm not talking about an ordinary thing. I'm talking about a God-sized thing, a God-type thing working in your life. Not one person that was called to walk in the fullness of God felt adequate or had enough. So I'm talking about you exchanging your confidence, you exchanging your tagline, you exchanging your byline, you exchanging your resume, and putting your full weight and confidence in the one that created you, in the one that formed you, in the one that predestined you, in the one that called you, in the one that knew you, in the one that blew breath in your body. I'm talking about an exchange that occurs, my God, so that you can trample on serpents, so you can lay hands on the sick, so that you can cast out demons, so that you can walk and take territory for the kingdom of God. So I'm talking about your confidence replaced with a God-like confidence. Your confidence will never, my God, produce spiritual results, but His confidence will produce everything that He said and He needed. Ooh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm talking about the confidence of God. I'm talking about the confidence of God. I'm talking about the confidence of God. So humbly, I'm going to depend on His power. I'm not going to depend on my power. I'm going to depend on His power. I'm going to put my full weight and my trust on You. Lord God, help us to put our full weight and our trust in You. Do not let us be dependent upon ourselves in this season. Holy Spirit, show us the places where we are negligent to ourselves, still trying to put our trust, my God, in us. Do not let us act or live according to an old season. Let us act and live in the now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Y'all touch and agree. Lord God, I thank You right now that You are releasing a God-type confidence on Your people today. Remove the scales off of their eyes. I declare extreme breakthrough in their minds. Give them a new mindset that lets them see that they are worthy, that lets them see Your perfect plan and Your perfect will. Let them rise above a complaint. Let them rise above murmuring. Let them rise above temporal situations. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, y'all. My God, two things. If the Lord places it on your heart to give, to partner with this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can find out all the ways to give there. Lord God, bless the giving of Your people. Increase, multiply every seed sown today. Let Your wisdom lay down liberally on them. In Jesus' name, amen. Second thing is, if you're feeling a pull on your heart, you might not be saved, may not have accepted Jesus Christ, but you're here today because the Holy Spirit led you and you want to know Jesus, then I want to be the person to lead him to you. Right now, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a Savior. I'm asking you to come into my heart to take away my sins. Promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Woo! Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Remember, don't forget, just real quick, you can do it when you get off. Go get your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. Sow a copy into someone else. I promise you, you won't regret it. Next, go ahead and get registered for virtual Pillow Talk. We got one more Pillow Talk coming this year, but you don't want to miss this virtual session. Got three dynamic speakers that are going to be pouring into you. One session, we're going to be talking about how to believe in you, find the value in you, journaling through the process. Journaling is so important. We got another session where I'm going to be teaching you go-getter, how to cast new vision again. Some of y'all need to learn how to cast vision and dreams again. And I'm going to be teaching a session on how to be a go-getter. But that's through God. I don't want you to miss that. Go get registered today. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. One more thing, ladies, in the morning, prayer call, be there. 7 a.m., don't be late because God has been moving so quickly. If you are not subscribed to the website, go get subscribed and we'll give you the information of how to get on the prayer call. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I promise I love you, but God loves you so much more. Go be loved today and let somebody else experience the love of God. Look, the Lord God is a finisher, and I promise you, he will complete and finish what he started in you. All you need to do is simply obey. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your adequacy. Thank you for your confidence.